More business news now with Conor Brophy.
Having the Irish drug company Alanis to issue $850 million worth of new debt. The debt, with a coupon or interest rate of 6.25%, matures in 2021. It's been a busy start to 2013 for Alanis. So far this year, it's completed a $3.25 billion disposal of its stake in the multiple sclerosis treatment Tysabri. It's made a couple of acquisitions and is currently the subject of a multi-billion euro takeover bid. While multi-billion euro debt remains an issue for Irish hotels, a report commissioned by AIB says Ireland's 850 hotels share 6.7 billion worth of debt and that 300 of them are in financial difficulty. At the same time though, 54% of 111 respondents to a survey carried out as part of that research said their turnover had risen last year. Michael Vaughan is president of the Irish Hotels Federation and is with us now in studio. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Colin.
First up, how sustainable is that debt?
It's not sustainable at all, and this is one of the issues that besets the industry. We have to get a refinancing of the sector in order to grow and go forward.
And who's going to do that?
There are some exiting banks, of course, and about a third of the debt will be refinanced through the exiting of banks like BOSI and the IBRC churn. After that, we have to do some structural work with the existing banks.
You're talking write-downs there, are you?
That's where the existing banks will probably write down debt to market value in order to exit.
How much do you expect then that that'll actually account for?
I think it could account for up to about maybe 2 billion of the debt in total. We still have a lot of debt left at that point. But going forward, I think there is a sustainable model once the balance sheets can get restructured. The banks have to have some forbearance on it. And I think we have to find new equity coming into the industry to restructure the finance.
Debt aside, obviously, there is growth, at least according to a lot of the respondents in that survey. Where is it coming from?
Growth principally in the city centres of Dublin, Cork and Galway. And Dublin is booming ahead. Anybody in Dublin can see that. Cork, very much so the same position. Mostly business tourism, the events in the Aviva, events in the convention centre, business tourism in general, driving on that, and the same in Cork. Outside of that, in the traditional tourism areas, we have stagnation, and that's a real problem for us.
You've benefited, of course, from the lower rate of VAT, which was financed by the pension levy. The Minister, Leo Varadkar, saying earlier this year he wanted the sector and he wanted hoteliers to justify the continuance of that. How are you doing so?
Well, we have a major report commissioned on that, and we're going to produce some very hard facts in the next coming months to present to the Minister. And I think we have a very good case to make. And indeed, when we look at what was mentioned in Greece yesterday evening, where they tried to tax food and bring extra revenues in and they found it was counterproductive, I think there's a particular time and period now in the country where we need this VAT to be retained, and it's helping business in a very real way in the rural areas.
Michael Vaughan, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, thanks for speaking to us this morning. In currency news, finally, the euro trading at $1.29 and 85.6 pence sterling.
Conor, thank you very much indeed for that.